Well, I know this is going to surprise everybody, but they were weak again. So we came in at 75,000 tons canceled for old crop corn. Overall, total cancellations of 23,000 tons, but that's right in the middle of the range. We had expected to see cancellations. The overall low end estimate of numbers for corn was 500,000 tons of cancellations. So just to be able to somewhere around neutral is fine for us. We are not expecting much out of these corn sales, especially in the old crop at this time. It's well documented. We've talked about it quite a bit that the sales are just not there. And really, the 800 pound gorilla in the room is Brazil. We know they have a huge crop. We know that they are just going to be getting started fairly soon on that safrina crop. So there is plenty of sales to go to Brazil at this point. We're just not seeing them. On the soybean side of things, we were looking for anywhere from about 50,000 tons of cancellations to 300,000 on the old crop. Came in at 115,000. Not great, but better than the alternative that we saw in the corn. The disappointment here would have been on the new crop side of things. We were looking for somewhere between 100 and 675,000 tons. Came in at just 10,000 tons. So on the negative side there, those sales will start to perk up over the next say 4 to 6 weeks. We'll start to see some of those new crop sales really come in and start to look good. That's where everybody might get excited, but that is somewhat of a normal situation as we get further into the growing season, as we'll start to get some early new crop sales. The big shining star this week will probably be the meal contracts. As you see that last week we sold 341,000 tons of meal, and this week we also had a flash sale for meal to the Philippines. So there are some positives in the soybean market that you can draw from. That is whether we're selling the actual soybeans or we're crushing and selling products. Either way, it's usage on that soybean those soybean contracts.